WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Rebert. Almost 2% of Brazos County's more than 105,000 registered voters participated in the first week of early voting for the March 6th primary.
Total of 2,117 people. 610 people have cast Democratic ballots and 1,507 Republicans.
Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock reminds anyone who wants to change their mind about which primary they want to vote, tell election workers before casting your first ballot.
Do not hit the cast ballot button and then go ask the workers. Because once you hit the cast ballot button, there is nothing we can do to give you a different ballot.
Brazos County's advance voting locations are open from 7 until 7 through Friday. The fall of 2019 is the opening of the College Station School District's 10th elementary school. Instead of this summer, the school board will redraw new elementary attendance zones after the opening of a new K through 8th grade charter school. That followed a recommendation by Superintendent Clark Ely at the last school board meeting.
While it is a little bit shorter on the time frame than we have done in the past, it would still give families months of a head start of knowing what their students' boundaries would be.
Responding to the question of public input into the new elementary boundaries, Vice President Carol Barrett talked about receiving public input at board meetings as opposed to the past tradition of recommendations from community committees.
I don't see there being less community input. If anything, I see that they will have the entire community will have a better understanding if they so choose.
The board reached no consensus on how public input would be received. One of the remaining stretches of rural property in College Station is now considered general commercial. The split vote involves changing the land use designation at the southwest corner of Fitch and Rock Prairie across Fitch from the CSISD Transportation Center. James Benham was among those looking towards future development on that side of town.
We didn't anticipate I-14 or high-speed rail. And if both those things go in, it's going to radically change southeast College Station because we will be the closest part of the school district to a 60-minute train ride to downtown Dallas.
Bob Brick was among those voting no.
I just am concerned about taking away the rural nature of that area by converting that corner or changing the land use into general commercial.
The 29-acre tract is comparable in size to the former Gander Mountain and Academy stores and about half the size of the Jones Crossing development now under construction at Welburn and Harvey Mitchell. A Bryan man with two convictions in the last 8 months for driving with an invalid license was back in jail last weekend for being behind the wheel again. That's according to the arrest report from Texas A&M police, where an officer spotted a vehicle at FMB Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway with outdated registration. 24-year-old Darian Madkins was also arrested for resisting arrest. He's accused of having to be forcefully wrestled out of his vehicle. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 60 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third-generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community. Gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. I have a passion for public service, as evidenced by my record of service to the community. I'm a fiscal conservative who knows how to run a business and stretch a dollar. For a conservative, effective, trustworthy leader, vote Gabriel Garcia for district clerk in the Republican primary March 6th.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedgwick, treasurer.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee. Hey, good morning. It's 8:09 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and breezy for today. As the day goes on, our chance for seeing a shower or thunderstorm will increase. Temperatures up to 70 to 75. Cloudy tonight, there's the chance for a stray shower, 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow, a few showers are possible. Warm, 75 to 80. Scattered showers tomorrow night, lows near 55. Turning partly sunny, breezy, and a little bit cooler for Thursday, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. I misspoke on the rents. It's College Station has the least affordable rent.
Now we know the rest of the story.
Now you feel better. Well, here's the deal. Bloomberg has put out their list of places where it's expensive to live. And I know this shocks you, but California is a very expensive place
really?
To live.
You don't say. So is Austin. So,
yeah, it is. Now, what they did was they took the median rent, okay, which means that's in the middle. Half of them are more than that. Half of them are less than that.
Okay.
And then they put that up against the percentage of the population who are in rental housing. That's how they came up with where rents are the highest. Not surprisingly, like the first 15 or 20 are in California, and the only one that's not in California is Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Harvard is. Okay?
Right.
So that doesn't surprise us because, you know, there are people in California who make a whole lot of money. And then they talked about where one-bedroom rents are high, and I know that you think that your rent might be high if you're in a one-bedroom apartment. Just remember, in Sunnyvale, California, the median, meaning half of them or more, mm-hmm. half of them or less, $2,200.
Jeez.
But remember,
for a one bedroom.
Yep. Those folks already have their college degree or more.
Right.
Number two is Mountain View, which is not far from Sunnyvale, and Palo Alto, which is right there, and Santa Clara. They're all together. Bam. And those are the most expensive when it comes to, you know, what an apartment actually costs. Now, what we're getting to is where rents are the least affordable. Now, what that means is, you take the cost of the rent and you put it up against what the household income is. Well, you see, when you find those little snowflakes who are going to big colleges,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to what is your income, it never says daddy's credit card.
True.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're not working because, of course, they have an education to focus on.
Of course.
And if they were to actually work, then that takes them away from focusing on their entire reason to be here, which is to get a degree so they can move on in the world.
And to party.
And pay rent.
And pay rent on their own. And I remember the first time we looked at Census Bureau numbers like 30 years ago, and they show the lowest average income in Texas, and it was in Brazos County, Texas. In America, you know, and it looked horrible.
Yeah.
But the reason was we had this school that then had about 30,000 students, mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of them didn't work, and so they get zero where it says income, and that's how they came up with the average, as opposed to Harlingen, where it was like number three, but for a completely different reason, because right. there really were a bunch of poor people there.
Right.
So you take that, and that's how the numbers get skewed. So today what they're telling us is this is the median gross rent. Median gross rent in College Station,
okay.
meaning half more and half less than $904. And the median gross rent as a percentage of your household income, in other words, how much of your household income do you need to use to pay that rent? In College Station, Texas, it's 46%. But again, it doesn't say Daddy's American Express.
True.
So you think that for some reason or other, that person is struggling is they go get into their
BMW
2017 car that has all sorts of special things in it. And, you know, you send an email to your dad going, hey, Dad, you know, gas prices went up, so my gas bill this month's going to be $320 instead of the mm-hmm. usual $284 that you're used to. So number one is College Station. Number three, amazingly enough, would be Auburn, Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. And as you look through it, there's some... You can take a look and see in the high numbers for this are College Station, Auburn, Iowa City, Bloomington, Indiana, Davis, California, Ames, Iowa, and Boulder, Colorado. All of them pretty much university places.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a great number to see, but that ain't the truth.
Ames, Iowa, huh?
Apparently so.
Interesting.
Apparently so. Now, where the rents are most affordable, U.S. American cities, meaning a percentage of your salary or income that pays your rent, Flower Mound, Texas.
Really?
Interesting. 22%.
None of this makes sense to me.
Well, the idea is just as long as you can pay your rent, that's all that matters. And but the rent in Flower Mound is like $1,600. But see, what that means is there are a lot of people making a lot of money renting there as opposed to owning. And, you know, that's another trend that you look at. Is do people decide to not, maybe they postpone buying a home even while they're close to being able to qualify, or maybe they outright qualify. They haven't taken the step of buying a home.
Right.
We've discussed before how the American dream of home ownership may not be exactly what it used to be. It used to be, you know, the whole idea was get married, have two kids, and buy a home, or get married, buy a home, and get two kids, or whatever.
Yeah.
And they jumble up the order and all sorts of things for all sorts of reasons now. But anyway, we won't go into that. So there you are. So College Station is number one in one thing today. And I know that they're screaming it from the roofs. Yes, we have the least affordable rents here in College Station. So, all right.
The rent is too dang high.
That's it. I got it. Somewhere I got a guy saying that where the rent's too damn high. But we're not going to play that now. All right. So it's time for us to talk about... that in Houston, they have now found a new state of matter. Now, let's all sit down, crisscross applesauce, and name the states of matter.
Okay.
You know what they are? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll help you.
Liquid.
I thought matter was its own thing.
Listen to you, Chelsea.
Gas.
I was giving you some space there. I was going to name them and you could, you know, agree. But
right.
You got.
But I got one.
Solids.
Liquid, solids, gas.
Yeah. Plasma is the fourth one.
Okay.
Plasma.
Plasma is like a gas, but the deal is I think it's electrically charged, and so that's a new state of matter, or that's the fourth state of matter.
Okay.
But physicists, basically, an international team of scientists have provided the first proof of an exotic new state of matter. It's called Rydberg polaroids.
Right. Sounds good.
Polarons. Rydberg polarons. This state of matter is formed in ultra-cold temperatures. So how did they find it in Texas?
Right.
When an electron orbits its nucleus at such a great distance that other atoms end up bouncing inside the orbit, all those atoms form a weak bond that then generate these Rydberg polarons, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So let me get some science music going.
Okay.
So we got that.
Okay. Science music. Okay.
So
polarons.
What does this sound like?
Yeah, that's not it. That's not it.
That's interesting.
It's Teletubbies. Now, the reason we're using Teletubbies is this is...
La La. Poe.
How do you know this, Chelsea?
Teletubbies.
That is creepy.
Say hello.
Did you watch that show?
I have a brother who is 7 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, my kids were already grown, but I turned on Teletubbies one day. Wow.
Creepy. Man.
With the smiling little baby son. Yeah. Somebody was smoking something when they came up with that show. I don't know what it was.
Most cartoonists are.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
There any number. So now, was your brother really, I mean, engaged in this? Did it work?
Enough, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Right. I mean.
Well, the reason I was
using. He also really liked Caillou. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
I don't know
one.
What that is.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Is that some kind of
It was like a PBS frat? Cartoon,
oh.
I think.
Oh, all right.
And then
well.
There was the train. The
Thomas the Train Engine.
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank.
Heck yeah, I was all about that one.
Jet or something. Yeah, well, JJ the Jet Plane. Yeah. That's what it was.
See, now for me, it was Captain Kangaroo, and I always thought he was lying to me.
Oh, okay.
he pointed the clock, and
now
I thought
those,
he
again,
was
again, were
no.
all like my brother, like the ones my brother watched. Yeah. I obviously was a Nickelodeon kid in the 90s,
yeah,
which was
so
awesome.
You could do all that.
Yeah.
So weird, man.
Hi. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the reason I did that is because that's how they come up with this whole new state of matter. It's what you do is you take a bunch of strontium.
Are we going to be able to get through this segment?
Strontium, yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of strontium atoms, and you chill them right on down, okay? And then you get.
Chill them.
Yeah, you chill. They chill. They're chilling.
They're chilling.
They're chilling.
They're chilling.
And then you get one excited. And what it does is it becomes the happy atom.
Okay.
It says, we'll arrange a cuddle pile.
Oh.
What is going on?
Getting excited and arranging a cuddle pile.
Exactly.
Scott.
This does not sound family friendly.
No.
That's it. It's over.
We went
from
Teletubbies to excited atoms cuddling together.
Well, that means that they move. That's all. The others, because they're frozen, they're not moving.
And they're chilling.
Exactly. And that way, if you have one that's warmer, then it just bonds with the others.
So, okay.
So there.
Sure.
Try that at wine time
today.
All right, here we go. Here are the top 10. Well, can you name, for instance, the top 3 most studied foreign languages in U.S. America?
Spanish.
Most studied? Mm-hmm. English.
Spanish, English, and French.
The foreign languages.
Foreign languages. Well, I thought you just meant languages in general.
Spanish is number 1.
Spanish, English, and French.
No, okay. Oh my gosh, not Zach. English is not a foreign language to us.
It is for people from East Texas.
That's true. We still study English.
French is 2nd. Yep.
Okay.
And then American Sign Language.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about that.
I had a friend that was offered at her high school, and she took that as her foreign language.
Well, I had one of my kids took it in college as his foreign language.
Okay.
Which was a smart thing because, you know, it could be difficult.
Man, translators make some bucks, too, let me tell you.
As long as they're doing the right thing. Remember what was that during one of the hurricanes and the sign language person was doing, like, eat at Bob's Pizza and doing crazy stuff like that?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he got fired.
That's wrong.
Well, that's the thing. You have to find somebody who knows that and you can go, hey, that person's not doing the words correctly.
It's really cool to watch a translator at a rap concert.
Because they get with it.
Yeah. I've seen one. She was at like a Lil Wayne rap concert, and it was really cool. I wasn't at the concert.
Oh, okay.
It was
a video
online.
Okay. Well,
and that was like at the president's concert or whatever that they had recently here at Reed Arena. There was several interpreters. And you just kind of get lost.
I don't know why I kept saying translator. Yeah, My mom would not be happy with me.
No. You just get lost watching them. Interpret the songs.
I'm making a list here of things I'm going to watch today.
It was really cool. So one of my softball teammates in high school was deaf.
Okay.
And so her interpreter at school, because at Bryan High, they offered that that service for deaf students. And so, because she was actually a College Station kid, but we were happy to have her because she was also like an all-state third baseman.
Very good.
Anyway, and so her interpreter also happened to know her thing about softball. So the softball team hired her on as like, basically an assistant coach type. But anyway, it was awesome having Julie on board with Angela because then we could be at practice or we could all be hanging out. And it's like she never missed a beat. Like everything was
fun.
Yeah.
That is
fun. It was really cool. It was actually Coach Lawler. I don't know if you remember the pitching coach at A&M.
Uh-huh.
It was his daughter, Julie.
Oh, Jim Lawler? Okay.
Yeah, Jim Lawler. So his daughter, Julie, was Angela's interpreter.
Okay.
She had, gone to University of Arizona and helped out with their softball team. So she was very, knowledgeable about the sport. But anyway, it was awesome having her there because Angela, we never felt like she missed out on anything.
Right. She was able to engage all the time.
All the time.
When you weren't playing.
Yeah,
that's good.
Exactly.
So here we go. So it's Spanish, it's French, it's American Sign Language. Number 4 is German, then Italian, and Japanese. Then Mandarin at number 7. I kind of thought it would be higher than
that. Yeah, I would too.
Okay.
Because a lot of high schools are starting to
I've heard about that too.
Arabic in number 8. Latin, number 9.
Latin.
Ah, I took Latin when I was in school, that's for sure. Number 10 was Russian. So there you go. Those are the most studied foreign languages in U.S. America.
You got to learn Russian quick.
Why?
Because everybody's Russian.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Trump Organization says it has made good on the president's promise to donate profits from foreign government spending at its hotels to the U.S. Treasury, but both the company and government refused to say how much. Watchdog group seized on the lack of details, another example of the secrecy surrounding President Trump's pledges to separate his administration from his businesses. A U.S. appeals court says the Federal Trade Commission can police telecom companies like AT&T, a ruling that's important because another agency is dropping its oversight with repeal of net neutrality rules governing customer access to apps and websites. The case is over claims that AT&T misled smartphone customers in offering unlimited data plans, but slowing speeds for heavy users. BASF says its fourth quarter net profit more than doubled, due in part to higher sales volume across most of its units and increased prices for its chemical products. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower. That's your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Learn more about the David Gardner Experience. You can experience DG Designs. You can go in the store clearly, and you can also see on their website how David designed pieces of jewelry, the thought process that he went through, and then actually the physical process as they make the piece, and you see the finished product as well. It's something David's been willing to share for years, but what he ends up doing it one-on-one, talking to people. Now there are videos that can show you that. And you'll find one-of-a-kind designs as well, because David Gardner's can do that for you. And then also, go to the website and you can look at remakes, which are an opportunity for you to take a piece of jewelry that you've had for a while and kind of freshen it up, change the look of it, modernize it, if you will, or just basically change the mounting. But David Gardner's can do all of that for you. That on top of also, you know, they have engagement rings as well. You can have a look at that. You can view the stories of different Aggies who have gotten engaged, but you can also learn about the jewelry that they've chosen as well. All of that is there on the website. Just go to davidgardnersjewelers.com. Of course, you can always stop by the store. They're at 911 University Drive, an authorized Rolex dealer.
You hiring? Every business needs great people. ZipRecruiter knew there had to be a better way. So what they did is they built this platform that finds the candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for. It learns how to identify people with the right experience. And then after you post on all of the different job sites, it does it for you with one click. It then goes out and invites those qualified people to apply for your job. It seeks them out. These invitations have now revolutionized the industry and will revolutionize how you find your next great hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter ZipRecruiter, get a quality candidate through the site in the first day. It's ZipRecruiter. It doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications that you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. You should too, and right now you can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck, the smartest way to hire.
A funny thing has happened to the so-called free internet. Using news and newspaper websites used to be free. All they wanted was for you to read their ads, give them your email address, and come back often. Until now. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. Everyone knows that printed newspapers are, pardon the pun, yesterday's news. For most people, it's easier to get news online at the newspaper's website. Now, don't think that the publishers haven't noticed, because as their print subscribers dwindle, their paid online subscribers are exploding. Free online news isn't gone, but it soon will be, as Facebook and Google now support paid subscriptions. And if you're someone who uses news websites without a paid subscription, you're going to notice that more sites are placing limits on how many free articles you can read each month. Most put the limit at 10. There are still people who believe that the internet should be free for everyone. But at the end of the day, running a website costs money. And the free ride is about to end. I'm Kim Commando.
Let me tell you why I've long been a fan of Epson. And why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink, right out of the box, to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It is 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Just over 2,100 Brazos County voters participated in the first week of early voting. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock reminds anyone who wants to change their mind about which primary they want to vote to tell election workers before casting their first ballot.
We've had a couple of people who go and want to vote in one primary, and then the person that they're looking for is not in that primary. And if you cast your ballot, you've voted and there's nothing else we can do.
For those voting at the new elections office in downtown Bryan at the site of the former tax office, there is reserved parking.
We have 4 reserved spots, 1 handicap and 3 regular spots. So when you see a sign with a big star on it, look to see that it says parking for voting. We've had several people say, I can't believe y'all have 4 spots out there that nobody can park in, and not realizing that because they look so official that they're for voter parking.
1,500 Republicans and 600 Democrats voted through Sunday in Brazos County. Advance voting locations are open through Friday from 7 until 7. A divided College Station City Council at its last meeting approved a land use change at a southwest corner of Fitch and Rock Prairie, across Fitch from the CSISD Transportation Center, for general commercial. Councilman Barry Moore, who made the motion, wanted to make future homeowners aware of future development.
We get into these situations up and down Highway 6 on a major thoroughfare with pretty considerable regularity, where we're trying to rezone or change the future land use plan of a property that should have always been general commercial. I can absolutely foresee us in the not-so-distant future looking at this one and saying this should have always been general commercial.
Mayor Carl Mooney supported changing the land use of the 29-acre tract to general commercial closer to the intersection and suburban commercial next to the Williams Creek subdivision.
As it's being presented, just going with the one change, I don't think I can support it at this point, because the development, I don't think, is in the best interests of the existing neighborhood of Williams Creek, nor do I think it's a completely well thought out plan.
Also voting for the land use change were Jerome Rectrick, John Nichols, and James Benham. Voting against were Linda Harvell and Bob Brick. As construction continues on College Station's 10th Elementary School, the school board has decided to change the timetable for redrawing elementary school boundaries. The board agreed at its last meeting with Superintendent Clark Ely's recommendation to wait until this fall and after the opening of a new K through 8th grade charter school.
We would hate to make some boundary adjustment decisions in the spring and have an unanticipated effect on our elementary schools or a disproportionate effect at one or two of our campuses and have us to do the work over again.
While the board came to an agreement on when the elementary rezoning process would begin, members agreed with the superintendent to wait on how they would receive public input.
If we do it in the fall, it gives us a lot of opportunity to talk about what exact process do we want. We don't have to decide that this evening.
Right,
we have plenty of time to talk about that and have the administration bring the board, you know, some draft timelines of what that could look like.
The board heard the construction at Riverbend Elementary is 15% complete, which is on schedule. The president of the University of Texas in Austin will reimburse the university $27,000 after an audit found he and his wife violated the school's travel policy by flying premium class rather than economy on about 50 flights without prior approval. Catholic bishops in Texas are directing churches to refrain from working with Texas Right to Life organization. The Austin American Statesman reports the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops released a written directive that states the Texas Right to Life has engaged in misleading attacks against political candidates, lied about the Catholic Church's position on state legislation, and argued that church-supported bills don't do enough to limit abortions. A Bryan man in the Brazos County Jail for the 41st time in 24 years is being held for local, state, and federal authorities. Bryan police arrested 41-year-old Ann Ray Adkins last weekend following a three-block chase in the downtown North area. According to the BPD arrest report, officers found in Adkins' car what they believed to be crack cocaine, marijuana, and PCP, along with a handgun and more than $800 cash. According to online records, Adkins is also being held on a state parole violation and a probation violation from the U.S. Marshal's Office. WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 61 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime, not at the top of the hour. You can catch the Fox News Flash. You can always go to our website for local news, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Howdy, I'm Robert James Jr., but my friends call me Robbie. I'm a candidate for Justice of the Peace Precinct 2, and I want to remind you that early voting is Tuesday, February 20th through Friday, March 2nd. Primary election day is Tuesday, March 6th. The dedicated and hardworking citizens of Brazos County should demand the same from their elected officials. My experience as a master peace officer has given me a working knowledge of the county's court system, district and county attorney's offices, and the county jail, which will ensure that justice is carried out correctly, fairly, and in a timely manner. I am court security certified for your protection. My business background, including over 30 years in real estate, provides me with the education and experience to run the Justice of the Peace office with honor, integrity, and efficiency. I'm dedicated to improving the Office of Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 by being available 24/7. I encourage you and your friends to get out and vote. I would appreciate your vote for me, Robert Robbie James Jr., for Justice of the Peace Precinct 2.
Political advertisement paid for by the Elect Robbie James campaign. Jane Armstrong, PhD, Treasurer.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. High today, 75. Got a chance of some showers. They're telling us maybe late morning to early afternoon. And maybe just about a tenth or a quarter of an inch. If you get stuck under a thunderstorm, could last longer and have more rain. 66 tonight. Tomorrow we'll be at 80, but still no sun. 80% chance of showers Wednesday night with probably a flip in the winds, and we'll have northeasterly winds. So we'll be near 70 on Thursday with some sun. Full sun on Friday, they're telling us, with a high of 66, and those north winds continuing right now. It's 59 degrees outside. And Kate's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is Kate's final visit with us. She's going off to do another gig.
No.
But. It was interesting. I said, so when is your first day? I was just at her new job, and she said, March the 4th, but I can still call in about the Oscars. It was all one sentence. And I thought, well, that'd be kind of fun. We could hear what your take would be on that, since we're probably not watching.
She could give us a weekly movie review, too.
Well, you know, that could happen. The deal is, we actually, I have a story about Oscar viewing habits.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, what happened? So here's the Oscar viewing habit story.
How are you watching the Oscars is just as important as what you're wearing. A new survey from Ad Taxi revealed streaming is expected to increase 28% from last year, and 59% of those surveyed will be using secondary channels, from social media to entertainment websites and apps to watch, while 68% of 18 to 49-year-olds will. The survey also found that a whopping 77% will engage with social media. And it showed gender differences, with women 34% more likely to use additional media platforms like Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook during the Academy Awards than men. Mm-hmm. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Now, I can for sure tell you I will not be using any apps to go along with this, or any social media. How about you guys? Are y'all going to do any kind of app?
Oh, I'm planning on tweeting everything
out.
I'll
be on Twitter 100%.
Well, I know you will. I'm talking about them. Chelsea, what about you?
No.
Well, because it's past your bedtime first.
True.
Of course, they start about 5 o'clock out there in the afternoon. So, I mean, you could if you wanted to watch one.
Okay.
Okay, and so now, and Kate, you're going to use like a laptop and a phone, or are you going to, how are you going to do that?
Probably just my phone.
Okay.
But I'll be scrolling through. Sometimes I even watch the Oscars on mute so that I can just appreciate what Twitter is saying and what I'm thinking.
Okay.
it's a whole process.
Oh, no, I understand it is. And it's interesting because before we went on the air, she said, Chelsea, you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I'm going to fill out two brackets.
Oh, there's brackets.
No, there's not. They're ballots.
They're ballots.
But she said brackets, well, but right. The whole idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
The ones that you want to win and the ones you think will win.
That's neat. I wish I was more into it.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, at some point you will be.
Maybe.
That's sure. Okay. But now you have friends across the country that you, you interact with?
I have a friend that lives in Georgia. I have my sisters are in Austin. I have a friend in Florida. We'll all just kind of be catching up. Some are more into the fashion element of it. Some of us really care about the
movies.
You know, best adapted screenplays.
I was just thinking about that.
Now, I like looking at the dresses, I will admit.
Now, you probably could, but I don't think anybody else could tell us what the best picture was last year.
Yes.
And Zach, you got it?
I don't know.
No.
Best picture last
the
year?
Drama last
am
year
I guessing?
Oh,
or
my gosh.
If you happen to know.
Yes, drama.
Yeah. Okay, what was
remind
it?
Me.
It was Moonlight.
Okay. Moonlight.
Yeah, okay.
But they announced La La Land and had to fix
it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, they
I
pulled a Steve
that.
Harvey.
Yeah, they did. Wow.
I never saw La La Land. It has singing in it.
I just watched La La Land this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, musicals.
Was it? Well, I know, but, you know, the thing is, it's kind of a throwback. You're right. I think,
and I do like Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
It's a fantastic movie.
Okay. Well,
but I think that's cool because you take somebody who you've known as just an actor and you get to see their skills and other things. Hugh Jackman showed us that.
Yeah.
He could play that guy with long fingernails, but he could also, you know, host the Tony Awards and be on Broadway. And that's,
be the ringleader of a circus.
Exactly. Yeah. All of those things. So it proves that they do have that. Now, here's the other deal. I mean, well, since we're talking about this, and there's no reason I would have known other than turning on 60 Minutes the other night, and they had Jennifer Lawrence on, that Jennifer Lawrence is a high school dropout.
She is.
Yes, I saw that.
Now, all I'm thinking of is all these people like Daniel Day-Lewis who have to become the character.
Mm-hmm.
All this whole thing about how I've got to be a method actor crap. And she's, you know, she drops out of school at 14, and she's making more money than any of them.
Right. Right.
Amazing. Really interesting.
Yeah, she is.
And enjoyed kind of hearing about that.
I don't always agree with everything she says, but I still like her
a
lot.
Again, they're in Hollywood.
I know,
I know. That's it. So anyhow, any other observations before the Oscars?
Before the Oscars, no. There's some categories that are up in the air that I'm still on the fence about.
You know, we were talking about that before you got here.
We were.
I feel like out of all of the years, there's kind of some, I don't know, some toss-ups, but we'll see what happens.
Some throw-ups, so to speak.
And you're okay with listening to them play politics while they go up to get their award?
That's why I listen on mute.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why she mutes
it. Good point.
Because I'm just there for the movies.
That's it. Just let's see the awards just and let's see what you're wearing
movies.
And go from there.
Who's, does someone host this thing?
Yes.
Who's hosting? Ooh,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, what are we talking about again? The Oscars? Hey, I don't
know. I know.
It's okay. Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, there won't be any politics discussed.
No, none at all.
Oh, this is the 90th.
Yes.
Big year.
You bet.
Wow.
Absolutely. See how all that.
Okay.
I've got other stories about it, but we got to move on. All right. So let's find out what's going on at the chamber.
Yeah. We have some exciting things coming up. We kind of made it through a crazy February. So March, I'm pretty excited for the things we have going on. Our first business after hours of the month is going to be on Thursday, March 8th. It's sponsored by the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, but it will be hosted at Brownstone Reserve. Okay. So this business after hours is a little unique because the Bridal Association sponsors it, but it's hosted at a local wedding venue here in town. So they're going to feature several of their vendors. So you'll have different foods from different places, different table decorations from different vendors. It's kind of like going to a wedding and a business after hours at the same time.
Okay.
So if you're into that sort of thing, like always, business after hours is free to come to. It's a great networking opportunity, free food, free drinks, lots of cool door prizes. So that'll be on Thursday, March 8th. And then our 20th annual crawfish boil is coming up. It's sponsored by College Station Utilities, and it'll be Friday, March 16th at the Brazos County Expo. This event is awesome because it's all you can eat crawfish, mm-hmm. all you can drink beer. We'll have margaritas, also fried fish, hush puppies, french fries, hamburgers, all you can eat. And the ticket prices for this are $100 for a couple, which would also be $50 for an individual.
Right.
But the unique thing about crawfish boil is the profits benefit 4-H and FFA students at the upcoming Youth Livestock Show.
Yeah.
So we take the money raised at this event and we go purchase animals at the show, and then we also attend the 4-H cake auction in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a cool event.
Yep.
Then Chamber Day is coming up at the end of the month. It'll be on Thursday, March 29th, and it's sponsored by Brazos County. This is an all-day event broken up into two sessions. We have a morning session and an afternoon session. And Chamber Day is awesome because teams of 3 to 4 people get together and go visit all of the businesses in Bryan College Station. Last year, we were able to visit over 1,200 businesses. We're trying to break that record this year. But it's cool because you get to go and interact with the people that make our community run, the people that drive the economic development here. And you visit with them, just kind of gauge how they're doing. Is there anything we can do to help them? Is there anything they need? And it's a great way to thank people here for being so supportive of this community and for just giving back to us every day. So we're excited about that event. If you want to volunteer, we have the link up on our website. Or if you want to request a visit for your business, if there's something you want to talk to us about or get us to help you with, then you can also request a visit. We have a couple ribbon cuttings coming up. We have one today for Allen Honda. We have one on a deluxe ribbon cutting on Wednesday for the Angry Elephant. We have a ribbon cutting on Thursday for the Law Office of David Hilburn, and we have a ribbon cutting on Friday for United Ag and Turf. So that's kind of a little bit of what's going on at the Chamber.
If they want some more information about any of this,
you can visit bcschamber.org or give us a call at 979-260-5200.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your new endeavor.
Thank you.
And I guarantee you we will be talking to you soon, okay?
Good luck, Kate.
Thank you.
All right. We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays.
Our community interview is paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. The Eagle recommends a vote for Margaret Meese for Brazos County District Clerk.
There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to votemeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads. Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount, when available, ends February 28th.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built the business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
849 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So a man on a flight to getting ready to depart New Jersey's Newark Airport panicked and jumped out the emergency exit.
Oh.
That's not good.
No.
Wow. Probably could have hurt himself because, you know, that tarmac is hard. That's concrete under there.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything else other than that. I guess they closed the door and went ahead and left.
Okay. I take it that he's not a big flyer.
I guess not. Don't know. We'll see if we can find out more about this. I saw this. It's just a little one-line snippet. And, of course, I love the internet because it has this Google Images thing. You can get a picture of dang near anything. This guy is a birder in Alabama and spotted a yellow cardinal. Have you ever seen a yellow?
A yellow one? No,
no,
I have
yellow,
not.
And that's what I went. I went to Google Images, and you can click on that, and sure enough, there's such a thing as a yellow cardinal. So, again, never seen them. Not a big
bird. Oh, yeah,
birder,
they're very pretty.
Yeah, I mean, when you can see one in your backyard, see a bird in your backyard, that's
pretty
cool.
I'll have to ask my aunt. She does a lot of bird watching in her backyard, and she sees the red ones and the blue ones, but I wonder if she's ever seen a yellow.
Okay, have you gone to your other paper route yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, all right, so how are we doing with Alexa?
Good.
Hasn't killed you yet, so.
She hasn't killed me yet. I use her every day to listen to the radio.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
The deal is this. Now, we're not
and to ask her about the weather. Oh, I like to ask her about the weather.
Well, and I don't know. I guess you've seen this. You've seen this thing about the Southern Alexa, right? I don't know if I can find that. It's a video.
I haven't.
Have y'all not seen that?
No.
I think so.
How have you seen a video? We haven't.
Well, there are two of them. There's one with seniors and Alexa.
Okay.
Yes, the SNL one.
Yeah, we've heard that.
And then trending on Twitter is your Southern Siri,
is
the same. And it says, I have found 5 Waffle Houses all fairly near you.
Yeah.
You're fixing to miss your turn.
Fixing.
That's another one. The square foot of 16 is 4, sugar.
Sugar.
The nearest McDonald's, oh, honey, 3 days in a row, bless your heart.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to need more information. Would you like the nearest Dollar General, Family Dollar, or Dollar Tree? So there you go.
That's right awesome.
But in truth, they are discussing what is going to happen when, and apparently they believe that a lot of people are going to do shopping with Alexa.
Okay.
Put such and such on my grocery list.
Mm.
Now, you can see where the problem might come in because if you say, for instance, put toilet paper on, and that was the example they used in the Wall Street Journal, there's only 2 choices.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you go online, there was like 33,000 choices.
Right.
So if you are brand specific in what you want in some things, you may not get. If you say pork and beans, you know, what are you going to get?
Right.
And so they're kind of, I don't know if preloaded is the right word to use.
Preloaded. Right,
yeah. But there are 2 or 3 items in there, for instance, that you'll only have choices because that's what Alexa has in there.
Yeah,
now.
I think I'd still be too nervous to purchase things with my Alexa. Remember that parrot that bought something off of Alexa because he was listening to his owners?
What they say is in the near future, 50% of the purchases will be made this way.
Wow.
And again, I don't think that's us. I think that's in the big city.
True.
But nonetheless,
true.
The problem does exist. The other thing is that then once you kind of get it hardwired that you want this kind of bacon, for instance,
yeah.
then it will always get you that kind of bacon.
Which yeah. is not, it yeah, knows what I you just, want.
Right, which is scary. But also, yes. it doesn't give you an opportunity to necessarily try something new.
Right. This is why I like going to the store.
Yeah.
I probably spend more money, but I like to peruse the product.
Well, and again,
you're a peruser.
And, yeah.
And I don't get the curbside thing. I understand. There are a lot of people who
right.
like it.
I just talked to someone about it this like yesterday, and she said her and her husband save a ton of money by doing it that way
okay.
because they can really stick to their budget, stick mm-hmm. to their list. But I had someone else who said they've done it once, and they did not have a good experience with it and did yeah. not like it. So
well, I mean, it'll become more intuitive, I suppose. It'll become a little more easy, but mm-hmm. again, there's
well,
sometimes
apparently if you ask for something and then that store happens to not have it,
yeah.
they just kind of replace it with something of equivalent, like
the next better option.
I guess
next
yeah.
best option.
So it's like if I don't know.
I just say, give me all the great value or give me all the cheap stuff.
There you go. Five deal.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Here at Allen Honda, we're honored to announce receiving Honda's highest and most prestigious award, the Presidential Award.
Reserved for the top Honda dealers nationwide who demonstrate superior customer satisfaction.
And also just announced, the all-new Accord won North American Car of 2018.
Plus, our service department is number one in customer satisfaction 2 months running.
Come in where you can experience award-winning vehicles backed by award-winning customer service at Allen Honda.
Where you can trust in the blue.
About 4 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It was on this date in 2003 that Fred Rogers died at the age of 74. This guy was amazing. He was exactly as you see him on TV. He was that person.
Yep.
Humor me for a minute, for about a minute and a half. This is a speech that Fred Rogers gave when he accepted an Emmy in 1997.
So many people have helped me to come to this night. Some of you are here, some are far away, some are even in heaven. All of us have special ones who have loved us into being. Would you just take, along with me, 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are? Those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you in life. 10 seconds of silence. I'll watch the time. Whomever you've been thinking about, how pleased they must be to know the difference you feel they've made. You know, they're the kind of people television does well to offer our world. Special thanks to my family and friends and to my co-workers in public broadcasting, family communications, and this academy for encouraging me, allowing me all these years to be your neighbor. May God be with you.
I mean, that guy was amazing.
There you go, neighbor.
And again, everybody thought of something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A quick story about him. Michael Keaton's first job in television was a stagehand. in Pittsburgh where they made the show.
Okay. Yep.
He's the one who made the little trolley go around.
Oh, okay? Wow.
Among other things.
Right.
And another story that he told, he did about a 15-minute documentary on him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers would say, for instance, "I'm feeding the fish." And the reason he would do that is because he had children who were not sighted. They could not see what he was doing, so
right.
he would tell them what he was doing.
Oh.
I mean, an
yeah.
absolute treasure. Absolute
Crazy.
Treasure. Anyway, passed away on this date in 2003. Hey, get these numbers. In 1963, Mickey Mantle agreed to play one more year for the New York Yankees if they would pay him $100,000.
Oh, my gosh, Mickey.
Big that money, baby.
That made him the highest paid player in baseball history.
Man.
The Mick.
In 1949, he made $1,100 playing baseball. I mean, just think about
well,
that.
Well, a lot of those guys back in the day, they had different jobs in the offseason.
They had
That was
to.
Not their full-time
yeah,
job.
They exactly. They had to. But anyway, I'll play, but you're going to have to pay me $100,000. And then on this date in 1997, you know, about American Family Publishing and the Publishers Clearinghouse and all that,
sure.
their sweepstakes, God received, apparently, a letter from them. It showed up at the Florida Bushnell Assembly of God Church. It said, "God, you may already be a winner."
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, we mentioned, today is the birthday of Saccharin, 1879.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got that going on for you. All right. Hey, maybe we'll see sun on Thursday. In the meantime, we got a chance of some rain today, but it is going to be warmer out there. It's 61 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryant.